Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dangerous. Daryl Ryder. And this report is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Have you played the schedule game there, Daryl?
Yeah. I have been through the schedule game. I've got it in my head where I think they're going to end up. At one point, I came up with 8 straight wins and had to check myself.
You had to check yourself before you wrecked yourself?
8 straight wins, huh?
Yeah. I was going down the list. I'm like, well, that's a win. Like, wait a minute. There's got to be a loss in there somewhere.
All right. So what'd you end up with, Daryl?
I ended up with 12-5. I think that they're going to go 12-5 this year.
I ended up with an outrageous 13-4. Dustin ended up with an outrageous 10-7. It's so funny. A few people are mad at Dustin for 10-7. Can you imagine if, like, any time in the last decade, if somebody picked the Browns to win 10 games, you'd be like, that's ridiculous. You're insulting the team.
Yeah, but, I mean, the expectations are a lot higher. You know, the bar's been raised. And, you know, I think 11-12 wins. That's the window, or I should say the target, where I think they are and where they'll ultimately end up. That will be good enough to get them into the playoffs. I don't know if that's good enough to win this division. I quite honestly think now with the 17-game expanded schedule, right, usually it's anywhere you need 12 or more wins to win your division. Now, to win your division, you might need 13 or 14 wins. So I don't know that the Browns are going to win the AFC North this year. I really like Baltimore is the chief competitor to the Browns. But, yeah, I do have them winning 12 games and getting themselves back to the playoffs and hopefully doing what they did this year. And that's advancing.
Daryl, the Browns are in the midst of rookie minicamp. How many rookies are actually here, by the way?
Well, there's 18 on the roster.
Okay.
There were 17 guys on the field. Tony Fields, the linebacker, has a foot injury that he suffered recently. You heard Kevin Stefanski talk about that. Surgery won't be required. He'll miss a couple weeks, but everything's going to be fine. But, yeah, it was a different feel for sure watching that today. First of all, it's nice to watch, a rookie minicamp practice because we haven't done it since 2019. But it did look a lot different from your typical rookie minicamp practice because there were so few players on the field and a lot of really one-on-one instruction. So considering where the Browns are as a team and organizationally as far as the larger picture, I actually think this is great for them. The fact that their assistant coaches can walk these players through drills and then have them run through the drills. And if they make a mistake, they can, you know, take them back and walk them back through it again. And I saw a lot of that today. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I think that that's a real nice thing, a nice little benefit to this whole situation that Kevin Stefanski's staff really can pay attention to detail while on the field. They don't have to wait until they get into that, you know, team meeting environment and they're breaking down the practice film. They can do it right there on the field. And I thought that was real unique today, and it should be a big benefit to this rookie class.
Speaking of attention to detail, Daryl, are there any details at this practice that caught your attention?
Not really, to be perfectly honest with you. If you're looking for some in-depth analysis from practice today, I'll be honest with you, don't have a lot of it, just because it was a walkthrough style practice, individual drills, positional drills, practice. Again, only 17 guys on the field, so there's not much competition really to be done. It was fascinating really to watch these assistant coaches. I mean, work with these players in these individual drills. At one point, JOK had three coaches coaching him, and he was the only linebacker doing the drill. So that was kind of funny to watch. But yeah, I guess one little thing to take away is I think that we found out why Anthony Schwartz might have slid down a few draft boards. The Schwartz was not with him today when it came to catching the football. Had a little trouble, but might have been just some rookie jitters. And again, it's a little too early to draw any conclusions.
No
about
hands. No hands from Anthony Schwartz today. Darryl, Malik McDowell was there at Browns minicamp today. He was the 35th overall pick in the 2017 draft, but due to multiple off-the-field issues and injuries, he has never played a game in the league. The Browns are giving him an opportunity. Certainly there's nothing guaranteed. What was the buzz or conversation, if anything, about him today?
Well, my observation of him is, holy smokes, is he a big guy. He was hard to miss. 58 was hard to miss on the practice field. So certainly can looking at him, setting aside the knowledge of everything that he comes with, just looking at him, it's like, he belongs. I know why he's here. Hopefully the past is behind him and his focus can be squarely on football. But yeah, that was like my big takeaway was 58's a big dude and he looks like he belongs on a football field.
Darryl, between JOK and Newsom, do we expect both of these guys to be starters?
I think Newsom's going to be a starter, and I'll be honest with you, Dustin, I think JOK's going to be a starter too. I really do. And again, it's just there's only about an hour's worth of practice, and again, they're not going against anyone. They're just banging on some bags with coaches and working on footwork and technique and things like that. So I don't want to be drawing any big conclusions, but just overall, when I look at the team, I think that those are reasonable expectations. Kevin Stefanski's been very candid in saying these guys, not just these two that you're asking about, Dustin, but just everyone, they're going to have to earn their jobs. They're going to have to earn the jobs. But when I look at the roster, I think it's fairly reasonable to expect that both of those players earn starting jobs in training camp.
But the good news is what you just said there, Darryl. They're only going to play if they earn it, because this team's good enough that if they don't play, like, obviously we want them to earn starting jobs.
Right.
But if they don't play well enough this camp or whatever, and the team doesn't feel they're quite ready, there will be other options.
Well, I mean, there's only three tryout players this weekend. Okay. And two of those tryout players are quarterbacks, because they needed somebody to come in and throw some footballs around. So,
right.
Keep that in mind as well. And part of that's the COVID situation. And then I think the other part of it is quite frankly, not a lot of room here. Right. And so that's what's really unique about this weekend is we're used to 15 to 20, sometimes 25 tryout guys. And we're used to another, 10 to 12 member draft class and 12 to 20 undrafted rookie free agents. Right. We're just used to a packed field of just all these young players. And again, I realize that part of this is the COVID thing, but I also think part of it is just the overall picture. They don't need a lot of young bodies right now. They got an 8-member draft class. They signed 5 undrafted rookie free agents, 2 young roster guys that are there, and 3 tryout guys. They're pretty well set. And again, I think this is a fantastic and unique opportunity for these coaches and also these young players. That one-on-one attention that they're getting in this camp once the veterans show up, that all goes away, right? I mean, you run your drill, this next guy up. It's not, oh, you did this wrong. Come on back. Let's walk you through it again. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's what I need you to do. Now try it this way, right? And you do it over. Mm-hmm. That goes away. So that's what's great about this weekend is again, these assistant coaches are getting to spend significant one-on-one time with these guys. And for guys like Newsome, for Owusu-Koromoa, and these other rookies, I think it's invaluable to accelerating their development and preparing them for once those veterans show up. Newsome said after practice when I asked him about it, he said, hey, I realized that once those veterans get here, I better know my stuff because the coaches aren't going to have any time to be going through things with me the way they are right now.
Darryl, what's the latest with the masks? I know Stefanski halfway through practice got the memo and was able to take the mask off.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's if you're fully vaccinated, coach or player, masks will not be required. If you are not fully vaccinated, and by fully vaccinated, that's not only with the second shot, but that grace period that you have after to, I guess, develop the necessary immunity or whatnot, whatever the scientific term is, then you still are required to wear the mask. So that's what came down from the league today. I'll be honest with you, right now, just overall where the NFL is, I honestly think they're ready to go full steam ahead come training camp. Mm-hmm. What I understand, the Browns, they're working on the full steam ahead training camp plan, as well as for the season to do their 75th anniversary celebration and everything, but also they're working on the contingency plans just in case they are not permitted, whatever the guidelines end up being. But the impression that I'm getting, Dustin, as we get deeper into these vaccines being so readily available, I mean, right now they're begging people to get vaccines, right? Ohio's got the $1 million lottery with vaccines. I'm seeing other states that are doing stuff. I think Talladega down in Florida is offering people a trip around the track in their car if they're fully vaccinated and whatnot. So we've reached the point of begging people to get vaccines. But I really believe that it's going to be as close to a normal NFL season with one exception. I don't believe the media will have locker room access. A lot can change between now and then. But
there's no chance that's happening, Darryl. No chance that's happening. Darryl, getting back to the schedule here, because we haven't talked to you since the schedule got released. Besides Kansas City in week one, what were some of your thoughts on the schedule?
Well, I think it's very well balanced, first and foremost. I think they did a pretty good job. I mean, I didn't looking at it, Bull, I didn't look at it and say, man, the league office really stuck it to the Browns. I didn't feel that way. Kansas City, I love the fact that they play them right out of the gate, get that game over with. If they win, fantastic. We'll have the narrative that sets the tone for the season. If they lose it, it doesn't decide the season. Just like we saw last year in Baltimore, they got their clocks cleaned in week one and were able to, you know, regroup and get things together and make the playoffs. So I like the fact that they get the Chiefs out of the way early, and we expect that that's going to be a rematch in the playoffs. A lot of great quarterback matchups. Baker Mayfield, the insert opposing QB name here. It seems like games 1-17, great matchups. I know a lot of people are talking about the back-to-back Ravens games with the bye week slapped in between. I think the league did them a favor because Baltimore has to play Pittsburgh while the Browns get the week off. So I think that's kind of neat. And I understand fans that are disappointed that the game at Lambeau Field is going to be on Christmas. And I realize that's the Mecca of football, and a lot of fans had that on their bucket list. And now that it's on Christmas, that's going to prohibit a lot of fans from wanting to go to that game. I understand the disappointment there. But
just celebrate Christmas in Lambeau.
Yeah, I like it. I like the fact that the Browns get to play the Packers on Christmas on the what should be the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field by then. And then, of course, Browns Steelers, first time since 1995 they're going to play on Monday Night Football, which that kind of caught me off guard. But it turns out they had only played on Thursday and Sunday night. So overall, I think a fairly well-balanced schedule. And one that, like I said, I came away with them going 12-5. And at one point, I had to check myself because I went win. I was, oh, stop. Wait a minute. Let's think about this logically. Are they really going to win 8 in a row between week two and that Patriots game?
Hey, by the way, hey Darryl.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Best player in the city of Cleveland, Jose Ramirez, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, or Shane Bieber?
Oh, man. That is very, very difficult. That is like the worst question to, because I make a case for every one of them. And I mean, prisoner of the moment, because I cover the Browns, I would lean toward Nick Chubb or Myles Garrett.
That would be the wrong answer, even though I love those guys.
You want to say Bieber, right?
No,
Ramirez.
I'm going to say the guy who's finished top three for the MVP three of the last 4 years.
Jose Ramirez.
That's right.
All those are – I don't think there's a wrong answer, to be perfectly honest with you. But I'm going to say prisoner of the moment, and I'm going to say Myles Garrett. And then I will say Jose Ramirez, and then I will say Nick Chubb, and then I will say Shane Bieber. I'll put them in order.
All right. Did you
and
stay
I know
up?
That's the wrong answer, but I don't care.
Did you stay up to watch the Indians Mariners last night?
I did, and boy, that third strike that Class A did not get in that ninth inning, that led to the meltdown, unfortunately, and thankfully Shaw was able to come in and save it, but. Yeah, I realize the announcers have nothing to do with the outcome of the game, but I'm a superstitious person.
Oh, Darryl, come on.
In my years of covering baseball over the years, two things we never talked about. We never said no hitter, and we never, ever talked about how long the game is going.
Oh,
or how
come
fast.
On,
well, you guys are a
Darryl.
Bunch of dopes.
I know.
Get out of here.
And you know what, Paul? I don't hide it. I'm proud of being a dope, okay?
All right, Darryl, good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, it's Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.